بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Because today we have some new people, and maybe we used to have a review on our discussion every day, but today I decided before not to have this review, just to save the time. But again, I think it's better to have this review that the topic that we have, as you see here, is self-building. And this is, we call it as an introduction to the Islamic spirituality, that whenever we are talking about the Islamic spirituality, the concept of self-building is the famous one, that we are trying to say that, okay, there is a relation between soul and body according to Islamic spirituality. So as we are discussing about the body in our external life, so it is necessary also for to have a discussion about the soul. So we divided discussion into four sections. The first one as an introduction about the relation between soul and body, and the second one is about the general discussion on the path of spiritual development. The third one is about the means of spiritual development, and the fourth one is about the barriers, and those barriers that we have to know about that and to remove it. Actually, I told before that we are not following the discussion in the same way that we have it here. This is just a general view, and the method was in the case that we have some questions about our external life, about our body, about the worldly affairs that we have it, and then we take these kind of questions as examples for going through the internal life. So we discussed about the relation between soul and body, and after that we went to this question of a plan for our future, and we said that as we have a plan for our usual life that we have it, that we call it, for example, job, that my plan is to be a, and I mentioned a job, a specific job, so it's again necessary for us to have a spiritual plan for our future. And we call it this plan, or the recommendation of Islam, that the spiritual plan for human being is to be the best as you are in your external life going to be, for example, a dentist, a writer, an artist, whatever. So in your internal life, in your spiritual life, the recommendation is to be the best. And we said that because it is not possible to be the best, because the best is Allah. And because we are not going, we cannot be Allah Himself, so it's better, is necessary to be closer and closer as much as possible to Allah. And it is possible, according to our traditions and ahadith that we have, it is possible to be like Allah. It is. And if you remember, I mentioned this hadith. I don't know if you memorize it, that Abdi ati'ni aj'aluka mithli, that oh my servant, follow me. If you follow me, so I make you exactly like myself. So we human being, we people here and whenever in this world, have this potentiality to be like Allah, to be, let's say for example, is the same as we have it, the main example in the existence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, that we have a hadith that the difference, you know, that the let me say here an interesting point for those people who heard before, that we have the Arabic name of the Prophet Muhammad, and the other name is Ahmad. Okay, Ahmad in Arabic is the name of the Prophet, and we call the one of the attribution of Allah is Ahad. Means what? What is the Ahad? means oneness. Okay? Allah is one. And the difference, let me write it down for you, it is the interesting point. The attribution of God is Ahad. Means one. And the name of the Prophet, one of the names is Ahmad. Okay? Yes? It is not a rational discussion here, just an interesting point that this is the name of Allah, the attribution of Allah, and this is the name of the Prophet. And the difference between these two names is M here, Mim, okay? That Ahmad, we have an M here, okay? And we have another discussion, another concept in Arabic, that we call it Mumkin. Do you know what's the meaning of Mumkin? For those who participate in Farsi classes, so Mumkin means it is Mumkin, means it is possible. It means that we can do it, we can forget it, not to do it. Is it possible for you to, for example, to participate in this class? Yes, it is mumkin. And we have a philosophical concept that we human beings are mumkin. Means it is not necessary. We are not necessary existence. It doesn't mean that, it means that we are not God. Allah is necessary existence. Because it means that He is forever is. But we human beings is in a balance. 50% here and there. So it means that it was possible for us to be or not to be. But here we are. So we call, in philosophy, we call human being and all existence except Allah as mumkin or possible. Against necessary existence. Okay? So Allah is necessary. It means wajib. It means that it is not possible to say that we don't have Allah. Allah is not. It doesn't exist. No, it is wajib. It is necessary. Human beings are possible, are mumkin. So, this is a philosophical discussion that, okay, forget it. So, we human beings are mumkin, and the mumkin starts with M. And this M that we have it here is the difference between the existence of Allah and the existence of human being. The difference between Allah and the Prophet is that Allah is necessary, but the Prophet, because of this here, is possible, is mumkin. So the only difference between, it is possible to say that, the only difference between human being and Allah can be just the matter of difference between creator and creature. That Allah is the creator and human being, the prophet, the imams are the creator. What about the other differences? This hadith that I told you says that there is no difference. It could be, it is possible to say that there is no difference between the human being and Allah. Yes, if this human being follow Allah. Abdi ati'ni, O my servant, follow me. If you follow me, I put you like myself. But this like doesn't mean that you are going to be Allah. You are not going to be the creator. No, still you are the creator. Whenever I want to perish you, okay, I can. But at the same time, at the end of the hadith says that, okay, I put you in the way that you hear whatever I hear, you can see whatever I see, you may decide about whatever I can decide about that. So we have the same. Remember this verse of the Quran that one of the act, uh, one of the behavior of Allah, one of the decision of Allah is that it says that Allah can say kun fayakun. Kun fayakun means Allah says to the existence be, and as soon as possible that he says be, that thing is, it exists. For example, when Allah wants to create something, it doesn't need to build it. No, just by decision, just by will of Allah. And Allah says that if you human being have the same, if you follow me, I put you in the same way, that it is possible for you human being to be in so strong position just to have your decision. Whenever you decide, so it is. So it is not so strange to say that how it's possible, for example, for human being to do something that is we call it, for example, strange things that we move toward, for example, so material things, we can change the material things. I can, for example, as a person who is sitting here and there is a wall here, but I can see behind that. And we may call it, no, it's not possible for a human being. But is it possible for Allah or no? To see behind the wall, for example, is a physical wall here. It is possible. Because the material thing is not the barriers for Allah. And the human being can be the same level of that. Actually, it is just by word, it's very easy to say that, okay, it is for human being is possible. But the way is long. We need to, don't forget to say that, follow me. And follow me means every second, every time, always, whenever, wherever. So that if we are real servant, if we are the, we call it in Arabic, abd. And abd, the servant, that we have the servant in English, exact meaning of that. That I decide to do that. There is no matter of decision for you. It is not you that decide. Okay, I say that, okay, do that, don't do that. And if you follow me exactly 100%, so you're going to be, we don't say that you're going to be Allah, because still Allah is the creator, but you're going to be the creator of Allah and the same or like Allah in behavior, in decision and whatever. So there is no difference between the Prophet and Allah in this way. Because of this we follow the Prophet. The Prophet himself as a human being is not important. The Prophet is not say that, okay, even when we come down and say at the level of Imams, and even if we say, for example, we follow good people in this world, you know that there is a recommendation of Islam that follow, for example, those ulama who are the real ulama and are the real abd or servant of Allah. Why? It is not the matter of people here to say that, okay, I follow A, B, C, for example, people. No. This is that because I following Allah. And there is a manifestation of Allah in the Prophet, in Imams, and those people that are calling. So, the discussion that we had is that be the best. This is the plan that we have to have it if we are worried about ourselves. And because we cannot, or it is not possible for us to be the best as the meaning of Allah himself, so it means that we have to be closer and closer to him as much as possible for us. And in parentheses, I have to tell you here that when we say that, okay, try to be close to Allah, the interesting thing is here that when you try, when you start, it is like not just to say that, okay, I go through 1, 2, 2, and after that 3, 4, 5 steps like that. No. Because when you start, there is a help from Allah. So it is like to say that you go 1 step, 1, 2, 2, and after that, because you can make use of help of Allah, so from 2 to probably 10. There is just like jumping. Because there is a help of Allah. And if somebody decided to be in the way of Allah, so there will be a jumping in this way. Okay, we talk again after that about the field of study, and I mentioned that as we have the field of study in our external life, that all of you, most of you, and every people who are studying has a specific field of study, so we need a field of study in our spiritual aspect. And the what is the field of study that we mentioned it? What was that for? I have this right to ask you, for at least those people who were before here. Yeah. What was the field of study? Yeah. Somebody's looking for those writings. Okay, it's okay. But what is that? Yeah, use your writings and probably you can find it. That if you couldn't find it, so I don't continue, because at least I have to be sure that we have this step, and after that we can continue. We have to have a field of study in our discussion, in our life. Said that, okay, my field of study is to, for example, mathematics. Okay? But this is worldly life. That's, we have it. Okay, it is science. That's okay. And it's not important for us right now to, but it is, it depends on your interest, but, and the facility that you have it. But what is your field of study spiritually? What is the recommendation of that? What? The other people? If you hear is it your okay, you are you have a good chance. Yes? Yes, I repeat it because the voice is, wasn't here there. That she says that, okay, there is a tradition. Man arafa nafsahu, arafa rabbahu. Whoever knows himself or herself knows Allah or the Lord. Okay? Man arafa nafsahu, nafs means himself or herself. And whoever knows, arafa knows himself or herself, arafa rabbahu knows Allah. Or his Lord, here, Rabb. So the field of study, spiritually, is to know yourself. It is not a very strange thing to say that, okay, I know myself, my name is such and such, and my age, for example, I'm a whole, this is, for example, 30 years old, and my friends are here and there, okay, these are the things that I know about myself. But really, if you know yourself, so, if you know yourself, let me say something that, okay, I know, for example, myself, that I'm the so strong enough to, for example, participate in Olympics here and for example, for the competence that we have it in different sports, because I have the enough power to, for example, take up the heavy things, for example, yeah. So if this is the thing that I know about myself, I don't sit here say that, okay, I don't like it, for example, or I don't, or I cannot, or I don't want. No. If you don't participate, it means that if either you don't know yourself or you know that you are not so strong. Spiritually, if you know yourself, so, the Islamic discussion, the Islamic teachings tell us that you, human being, has this potentiality to be in this level and that level. You are not just a human being to say that, okay, my last point of my life is to have the best food, to buy the best clothes, for example, the best atmosphere, to be appreciated by people, for example, and, okay, when I walk in the street, and, no, it is, these are just very humble things that, let's say, don't mention about that. These are not things that for you, these are the animal aspect of human being. We, even if we have the best food or the worst food, no difference. This is, still you are in your animal life, your animal as a level of your life. But when you go further and further, so you have this potentiality. So when the hadith says, okay, have the field of study that we have it here, yourself, self cognition, self-understanding. It means that try to, I have it here to know where are you from. I remember that I told you that the answer is not that I'm from London. I'm from, for example, US. No. What was before? Did I create it myself? Or if it is not, so what is the cases in this world? Is there any other existence in this world? Sometimes we are like fish in the water. We don't feel. We are Muslim, we are believers, we are in the atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere, masjid here and there, okay? And these are not the important things for us. But really these are the important things if we try to concentrate on that, okay? Whenever in the early morning we woke up, we say that, okay, where are you? Where am I from? And at that time, I see that, okay, there is existence, there is a creator who created me. And if he created, there should be a goal for that. And what was that goal? Probably he wanted something from me. It is not just a habit to say that, okay, two rak'ah, praying, with, for example, like that, and okay, finish, alhamdulillah, it's finished. Let's, for example, have a better sleep, like that, and just thinking more about the breakfast. It's important. Sometimes all life is like that. 2 minutes, for example, 4 minutes, I don't know, 5 minutes for praying is so hard for us. Because we understand it is hard, because when it is finished, we feel that, okay, as it is a very hard thing that we put it away, and let's start, okay, our usual life. But no, this is not the way that we are created for that. مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I didn't, Allah says, I didn't create human being and jinn, but to worship me. And the worshipping here, this is the important thing, the worshipping here is not to say that, okay, I created human being just to pray. With the knowledge, with the cognition, or without that. And if it is with the cognition, so it means that every time of our life should be the worship. When you participate in this class and you are listening, when I participate and I'm, for example, lecturing, when you talking to your friend, when you are laughing, when you are crying, when you are eating, when you are sleeping, it could be worshipping. This is the meaning of that. Have you heard that, for example, in Ramadan, there is a tradition that says that even sleeping in ibadah is worshipping? But we can be in the level that every time of our life, sleeping could be a worship. We can be in a level that even our sleeping, and because of that, the sleeping, for example, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, is a worship. Eating is a worship. Why? Very simple formula here that, okay, for your worship, you need behavior. Behavior is, it means to use this body. This body has some requests. One of the requests is food. So we have to give the gas for this car. It is necessary. It is reasonable. But if you eat the food just to have a pleasure, it means that there is no end for that. It is not important for you. Where is this food from? Because you like it. Okay? What kind of food I have to eat it? It's not important. Because the food is the goal. But when you change your idea and you go another perspective, okay, this is the food that I have to eat it because my body need it, and after that I want to use this body for example, fighting against the enemy. Or even simple worship, praying. Okay, self-cognition, your start point and your perfection point. That what is the perfection point that you may reach to that? Is it a perfection point, for example, to be the I told you that the perfection point that you have to have it for yourself is to be the best in different aspects of your life. Whatever that you think about your aspect of your life, be the best of that. This is the perfection point that we have it and we discussed it before. The way of this perfection, how we can reach to that point, and what is the end point for us. Okay. I then want to go through again, review the discussion like that, and we have more discussion for today, but I thought that it is necessary for those new people to have it. And the fourth point that we discussed was the spiritual health and sickness for a human being. We started this discussion, in previous discussion, by how are you? He said that as we are asking each other about our health or sickness in our external life, so we have to think and ask ourselves. Every time we have to ask ourselves that, oh my soul, oh myself, how are you? How are you doing? Are you better today? Or you are the same as the previous one? Myself, you yesterday was doing, for example, this and that. Are you still the same? Or are you still in the same level, same step? Or you moved? You moved behind or you moved forward? These are the important things that we have to ask each ourselves. Actually, here there is an important thing that at least for the first time, it is not all right to ask other people to say that, okay, how are you spiritually? Yes, we have Amr bin Ma'ruf or Nahi anil Munkar to say that to ask people for good things and forbid them from bad things. Yeah, this is in its own specific level. But the important person, the important or the first person that we have to ask him or her about the health or sickness, spirituality is ourselves. I have to ask myself. And this is the concept that I told you about two concepts, muhasaba and calculation, yourself, and muraqaba is to have like a camera upon yourself and see that what are you doing during the day and night. But you have a specific time to review it and say that, okay, what was the story, for example, in 10 hours before, and what did I do? We have a tradition that it requires, people say that it is necessary for a believer to calculate himself or herself every day. مَنْ حَاسَبَ نَفْسَهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ. So it means that we are not in a very safe position to be relaxed. Every time we have to be careful. Okay? And we talked about the disease. This was a discussion that we talked about the spiritual disease, and we tried to have the discussion on treatment. And we said that spiritual disease from the Islamic point of view are different things that you usually know it and you heard about this, but when we are talking about the roots of this kind of problems, we can have it in three or four concepts. The first one was ignorance or jahl. The second one was negligence or al-ghafla, means not to pay attention to yourself. Disobedience is a kind of emotional aspect of our life that you, whenever you feel that your heart is not ready to even, is not ready to hear, so it is not a good position for you. And the last one is laziness. For those who participated from the beginning of this class can transfer the idea of some of this, probably if you have time and your friendly discussion, to transfer this kind of discussion that we have it. And remember that we talked about the important position of al-amal or activity or effort or try in our behavior. We said that probably we know, we are those people who know that what Islam says, but we are so unfortunately lazy that we don't have any emotion for doing that. And the Islamic teachings mostly are not those things that are so hard. For example, not to say, not to tell lie is not so hard. Okay, just zip it off and say, don't tell it. And even for activity, for those things that we have to do it, for example, praying, fasting, I don't know, whatever those things that we have it. Allah didn't ask us, for example, to go to sky. He didn't ask us, for example, to participate in this. If you just study the history of Islam and see that what happened to Muslims in the beginning of Islam, and every time fighting and participating in different wars, and so these are yes, there may be, for example, a hard time for that. But usually for today Muslims, what is the problem really? If they want to keep their religion, to keep the, yes, sometimes it is hard, specifically in social aspect, in social level. But when we are not lazy, and it shows that we are not lazy in some of our activity. If I want, I can do it. But the problem is at the level of spiritual. Okay. This is a new thing that I wanted to mention yesterday, but unfortunately I didn't have time, that there is the importance of the position of cognition in Islam, but I repeat it again in our treatment, so I just pass it here. And let me just have a short review for our new lesson today. For I don't know if I have time for 5-10 minutes, and inshallah we continue discussion after that. Okay. This is a discussion that we wanted to have it yesterday about the treatment of those problem or disease that we have it. Okay, now we know the disease. And again, if you remember, we said that whenever you feel you are sick, so what is the reaction to those problems that you have? And usually people know about that. Okay, let's know about this disease, and after that, let first of all prevent ourselves to be sick. But if it happened, so let's refer to the doctor, physician, for example, and make the, for example, medicine. And so we know the way. Here again, we have to go through that way. And I have it here like 12 or 13 steps of this kind of treatments, and most of them probably you know, but we have to just review it to know that if we want to try or to have a plan for our spiritual life, go through this kind of treatments that we have it here. First of all, is we have to know about the problem. Sometimes I don't know that really, for example, this mood that I have is harmful. Sometimes I may think that it is probably good. For example, I don't know, I'm not sure. For example, let's say, what we can say as an example, that what kind of, let's say, relation between the friends is acceptable? Should I be so, for example, open? Or laughing, for example, between friends, talking and laughing, is it good, bad? So I have to know it. If I don't know, probably I go to extremes. Sometimes I should be so, for example, like in a bad mood that I cannot accept even I cannot have any friend. And I think that it is Islamic teaching. Yes, be so, for example, serious, that people cannot talk to you. And sometimes I go another way, and I say that, okay, for example, making people happy, it's good, it's Islamic teaching. So I'm in a so happy way that probably it is not the acceptable one. So I have to know, how should I behave? Yes, this is the question that every time in this class we had it, specifically from that lady, that what is the practical way? Yes, I know that. We have to know it. But at least we need the roots first. After that, we go to the branches. So, I agree with you that, okay, knowing about the disease is the first step, that this is a kind of medicine, that we have to start with that. Reasoning. Remember that I told you that we have three aspects of human being: cognition, emotion, and action. And knowing and reasoning is related to that cognition part. So, reasoning or using our wisdom or aql, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْقِلُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, these verses that I mentioned here. So reasoning is in a very, very, very high position in Islamic teaching. And specifically, it is important for you to know about that, because there is a big difference between Islam and Christianity about the position of reason. Let's just in parentheses, I tell you that we have reason and we have religion. Are these two things are in contradictory with each other or no? And sometimes there's an understanding of some of the Christian understanding that, yes, if you want to use your rationality, it means that you don't have or you may not have a religion. Most of the teachings in the Christianity is about the religion is based on love. That just you have to love, for example, God. Okay? But the very obvious discussion or teaching of Islamic discussions is whenever you don't have reasoning, whenever you don't use your reason, so you cannot have a correct religion. See these names for reason for in or tradition. It says in some of the traditions that reason is a hidden proof for you. As we have the Prophet is the obvious proof. We have two kinds of proof from Allah. One is the obvious one, that is the Prophet, and after that the Quran. And the hidden one that is inside yourself is reason. So it means that reason and prophethood are the same. One is obvious and the other one is hidden. So it means that they are not remove each other. Not to remove each other, but to support each other. They are, whenever you have reason so and you use it, so it takes you toward the Prophet. And whenever you make use of the Prophet teaching, so it helps you to make use of your reason. So hidden proof, guide of believer. When you use your reason, so it means that it guides you. It guides you to believe in God. Friend of human being. Some traditions have this title for reason and means of worship. It means that if you use your rationality, so it guides you towards worshipping Allah. And very, very interesting traditions we have about reason, and from both quantity and quality aspects. We have many traditions about reason, and those traditions that we have about reason are very important. And this is the difference between that. I remember that I was walking in a park in Montreal, and one lady, those people who invite for Christianity, and they talked to me, like 2 hours we talked. And the only point that she had was that, okay, just sit down and think about the Lord, and just you feel that, okay, you love it, you love Him. And I was telling to her that, okay, I wanted to discuss, you know, and to have some reason for that. Okay, let's have, for example, 1, 2, 3, and after that we have the conclusion. And she was emphasizing that, no, we don't have this kind of rationality. Just we have to love, just to have a kind of, try to have increase or relation and that by heart, and it's enough. No, this is not Islamic teaching. If you don't use your reason and just you think that, okay, you love Allah, yes, love Allah is correct in its own level, and inshallah we try to have a discussion on that. There's an interesting discussion on to have about the matter of love, okay? But if you just love, you say that, okay, I love, I mean that it is a kind of just emotion, okay? And you don't have enough cognition for that, always you are in a very sleepy way. If you hear about a question and you cannot solve it, say that, okay, so what happened? Probably we don't have enough reason for to have Allah, for example, or enough reason for to worship Allah. So, according to Islamic teachings, first of all, we have to be clear in our cognition part. Try to understand as much as possible for you. Don't worry about questions. This is the interesting message of Islam, that ask. Don't worry. Don't say that, no, it's not good to ask about Allah. It's not good to, for example, ask about my worshipping. Is it beneficial or is it not? No, this is that Islam asks us to. Why you don't go and find it, to understand it? And why you don't rationalize? Okay, so I have it in this way, that if you don't have your wisdom, you don't have religion. And if you want to have the religion, it is based on your wisdom. Yes, it is a kind of relative one. I mean that sometimes by some simple reason we may reach to the point. Sometimes some people may need more and more. For example, a person, a philosopher probably needs more and more discussion on that, because there are many, many questions inside. But at least in our level, we need the discussion, we need a reason, we are this kind of rationality. And if we use our wisdom, what reason does here? What is the activity of wisdom to make us reach to religion? The real point is that the wisdom make our fitrah to be active, to wake up. Again, we need another discussion on fitrah and what is that and how it is active or awake, or maybe it is not. And we have still, again, the problem of shortage of time. If I have time, inshallah, I try to denote a discussion, one class about the fitrah and the way of that. Yes, last year we had this discussion, and you were participating, and we discussed about the, when we are talking about the Islamic education, and we talked about the fitrah. Inshallah, if we have time. So the wisdom make our creation, our existence to be so alive, so active, to worship God. And the fitra and the khilqa and the whatever that we have it, that we are human being by a sense, is going to worship Allah. It is another discussion that. So, this wisdom, this is a reason make our fitra to be active, and this fitra make us toward the worshipping Allah and what we call it as a whole, a religion. Okay. I think that the time is over, and still we are in the middle of discussion, so inshallah I try to continue for next session from this part of thinking before action, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. If any question, please. Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
You talked before about hidden proofs, but by that, I just wanted a bit more explanation. Did you mean that, for example, the signs that he has given around us in the world, or did you mean the innate sort of knowledge that he's put in our fitrah? You know, when he created us, they say that he blew his spirit into us, and every human being knows that has the knowledge. Is that what you meant by hidden proofs?
What is a specific question that you have? You mean that how the signs wake up our fitrah? Well, may I ask you just be there and answer me? Okay. That, yes, I'm asking that. Is it your question that how the signs make our fitrah alive, or?
No, it was, what exactly do you mean by hidden proof?
So, still, I'm not sure about your question that.
Well, when
you are asking about the possibility of that or the way of that. I mean, that when you are asking about the situation of this kind of signs.
Now, what exactly is hidden proof? Like, you know, you said that the obvious proof are things like the Quran
and
the Holy Prophet.
Okay, so you are asking about the fitrah itself. Or the, let's say, for example, the. Because we talk, you know. Let me explain for you in a kind of discussion that we have, okay, a soul, okay, this is the soul, that this is the existence that we have it, and the way for guiding this soul is either the reason, for example, here that we talked it, or fitrah, and the way for having make use of this soul or fitrah or like this that we talk is, for example, the signs around us, the creation of God. What is exactly you mean? You mean that what is the fitrah, or what is the activity of this fitrah, or are you asking about the way and how it works?
What is the fitrah?
What is?
The fitrah. What is it that, what proofs has he given us?
Okay. So, this is the right, okay, have a seat please. So, what we have it right now, specifically, because when we discuss, probably, I don't know, sometimes maybe we are not sure about the question. No, we have different probably questions here. But what we have it exactly right now here is that, again, I can divide it to two or three questions. That first, what is fitrah? And when I say that, what is that? I mean that, what is the attribution of that? What is the characteristics of this fitrah? And how it works? Okay? Actually, it needs another discussion that I told you, that we need a specific time for this. And I prefer even probably to move to that discussion, and we started after this treatment discussion to that, to, because it is an interesting one that we don't, if I say that sometimes we don't need, it is, please don't use this, don't misunderstand it when I say that, we don't need to the Prophet if we can use our fitrah by itself. The need, the matter of need here, that we need to the Prophet, because the Prophet come to us and make us in a way, free us from the negligence that we have it. If we don't have negligence, if always we are awake, so our fitrah is enough to say that, okay. Because all I explain inshallah in next class what is the fitrah. But the fitrah in a short discussion is our essence. And God created in a way to worship Him. This is exactly like, for example, a matter of love that, for example, we have. We like, for example, to be the most powerful person. So by our essence, we like to have the most powerful. To be the most powerful. In our spiritual life also, we like to be the most or the best person. And the best means to worship Allah, I told you. But the question is that, the point is that, mostly we are in a negligence atmosphere that we forget it. We don't pay attention to that. The Prophet comes to us and says to us that, okay, you have fitrah. It means that the Prophet doesn't work in a very strange way. Says that, yes, he teaches us in a way to use your fitrah, not to make you, for example, a real believer from outside, to say that you have to worship, for example, Allah. No, it is not a matter of saying that another person is going to guide me from outside. The thing is that why the Prophet doesn't come, for example, to this, let's say, for example, computer, to this table, huh? And ask him or guide it to worship God? Because there is nothing inside, at least when we compare it with human being, let's say, okay? Why the Prophet comes to the human being and asks human being to worship Allah? Because there is something inside human being. Human being, by essence, is a worshipper, is a servant, is a person who is going toward Allah. But the Prophet comes and second by second, time by time, says, okay, be careful, pay attention. This is the only, let's say this is the only, but just to wake up the human being. And it means, because of this, I remember in this just previous slide that we have, that this is the same position of wisdom. The wisdom is the same to wake up the fitrah. And let's go back to that tradition, that we have two kinds of proof. The first one is hidden, that is the wisdom. The second one is the Prophet, that is the obvious one. So there is no difference between the activity of these two kinds of proof. Both are trying to make your fitrah active and say that, okay, you are a person who by your essence can or may or should pray Allah and go to Him. And inshallah, when I have a discussion on fitrah, probably it would be clear. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.